Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Lowe's. And we're in the middle of the Christina Liu show, and therefore Christina Liu is with us. And we're just going to talk a little bit more, and then we have to move on to things that are going on around the town in reference to the 9/11 memorial. I think this is the first time, no, definitively, it's the first time that I've been involved in the show on the actual 9/11 day. I think I've been doing them for 5 years, excuse me, and this is my first one. But just, you know, Christina was saying it, and Christina is queen of positivity, but one interesting thing that happened in our house is my second daughter was in Rhode Island, University of Rhode Island at the time, and my last daughter was home still in high school, and everybody had a good relationship, to be honest with you. But typical girls, you know, there's always a little bit of jealousy and a little, you know, it's never perfect. This changed that because the one in Rhode Island was very much concerned for her sister. And, you know, knowing she had cancer and everything else, but it, like, you know, she had no idea what was really going on until as the day went on. And it started to sink in more. I mean, you know, she's 18 or 19. You're hearing this. Okay, something blew up. I had people that literally thought it was going to be a good construction job. You know, that it was a mistaken flight and a flaw came out. So somebody was going to be lucky and get a huge contract and put that floor or two floors back together until 2 hours later and the whole building came down. Which was very interesting. But, you know, it is something that at the end of the day changed lives. And I have to turn it around and say for most people it was positive. For those people who lost somebody, it was heartbreaking. And unfortunately, I don't know, and this is me, I don't know if I like this anniversary thing. Because if it was my son or daughter, you know, that last night going to bed, I know I'm waking up to hear a bell rung and my daughter's name mentioned. You know, I mean, it's still reality and you lose somebody in life when their anniversary and their death comes along. You're still acknowledging it. Go ahead, Otto. I see you're going
to
stay.
Well, I think that death in general, not just 9/11, is kind of a personal thing, like how people handle it. Some people want to go to the cemetery every day almost.
Right,
others
okay.
Others go once a year. Others never go. Others rather go to church. You know, I think I kind of agree with you. I think that, you know, you have to handle it the way you feel you should handle it. I don't think there's a book on it. And I think all you can do is respect how other people want to do it. But the facts are, you handle it how you handle it. You know, like my first wife was 40 years old when she died. And I had three little kids. And how I handle that, you know, maybe a lot of people didn't agree how I handled it. But that was their problem. You know, right. I had a life to take care of. I had three kids to take care of. I had a job I had to try to do in between. And a lot of people are great at critiquing how somebody else ought to do something, in my opinion, all right? And until you wear those shoes, don't be so great at critiquing how somebody else ought to handle it. And I think that goes back to 9/11 as well. Some people probably wouldn't really, like you said, really don't want to do this every year because it hurts or it's painful or whatever. Or maybe they have other ways of expressing their sorrow. But I think it's a very personal thing. And I don't think anybody should be reprimanded, if you will, for not doing it the way somebody else thinks they should do it.
No, you're absolutely
very
right.
True. Go ahead, Christina.
Yeah, he's, I mean, listen, the bottom line is, too, is that grief is such a you know, a personal kind of thing, and how everyone handles it is very, very different. You know, but I think too, with this day, it does, it's, you know, it's a weird thing. Obviously everyone gets it. It creates this, you know, weird vibe. Everyone reflects on things, but you know, I just think too, it just really serves a reminder, because unfortunately, you know, a lot of people in life, listen, life's crazy, you know? So when these major events happen, all of a sudden it makes people think or reflect or, you know, want to pull together, you know? And I think it shouldn't have to always be, you know, just on that day. You know, if anything, you know, like that quote I had just read, you know, it's really something that, you know, you should feel throughout, you know, and to want to be a better person and to want to pull together and have this sense of community and just being kind to people, you know, as we say every week, and understanding, frankly. It's just, but I think, you know, it's just, it's also for, there's so many first responders who are like complete heroes. I can't even, that's what always sticks in my head, was watching these things, you know, because like I said, social media at the time wasn't how it was now. So I remember coming home, you know, they let us out early and we were trying to look on TV at stuff, you know, and there was a lot of my friends that had parents, you know, that not only worked in the buildings, but that had, you know, from here. I mean, I think about all like the police and the cops that were on Long Island shooting all the volunteer. I mean, cause I went to school with a bunch of volunteer firefighters and they were just going, you know, in that direction, which just is like, you know, it blows your mind thinking about people going towards something like this. So, I think it's just, you know, a day to remember and to serve as a reminder to just, you know, be kind, be understanding, you know, and how important it is just to be there for one another at the end of the day. So that's my take on it, guys.
Very, very true. And again, it's, I'm not saying it coldly, it is what it is, and we're going to move on, and things have changed dramatically, and you know, some people haven't gotten over it, and some people have moved on, and what Otto said is 100% correct. Nobody can judge how anybody grieves, and nobody has the right to judge how anybody grieves. That's different. I can judge, keep it to myself. I might turn around and say, oh, I think I would have done this. So what? Everybody has the right.
Right.
But you never... nobody has the right to turn around and say, what are you doing? That's all there is to it. And you know, and in a situation like this, you know, you move on and you try to find, which is the Christina Liu way of doing things, try to find the positive. Or figure out what you have to do next. And then work on that.
Absolutely.
Because there's always the next day. I mean, you're not going to go to bed now forever. So... you know, you got to get up. You got to, you know, it's Marcus Aurelius that basically said, bed is not to be covered in a blanket. You got to kick the blankets off and get out of bed every day, no matter what it is. Get up and do something, whether you want to or not, until, you know, till death finally comes, however that happens.
Yeah, and I don't think that means that you do not have empathy for all the people who've lost somebody, in 9/11 or COVID even,
yeah.
You do have empathy for that. But in order to function through life, you can't dwell on that because it'll take you down. And, you know, you can't fix it. You can't do anything. You can only try to, like Christina keeps saying, be a decent human being, respect the people around you, respect their viewpoint, and, you know, in this day and age, that's a problem. You know, have open dialogue, talk honestly, and then say goodbye and we're friends, you know. It's very complicated.
It is.
It is. It's very, you know, and it's interesting, you know, because we were talking about 9/11, but a lot of it, you know, obviously in a different circumstance, but parallels, you know, the current world, you know, and dealing with this, you know, pandemic. I mean, we've been saying from the beginning, the way people handle this and still continue to handle it, frankly, are very different. You know, I could poll, you know, 10 of my family and friends and everyone's going to have a different viewpoint as to, you know, what's happening, you know, their comfort level with things, if they're more scared or if they're more ready to go on, you know, so it's really, that's something that's really stuck in my head this whole time is how you just need to, and listen, it's human nature. I'm not sitting here acting like it's so easy to be like, you know, I understand everyone's viewpoint, you know, but it's something that you need to really acknowledge and just and accept and not, you know, push or get hurt about certain things. It's just it's certainly an important thing to do. And just like I said, Otto said it, you know, just it's called respecting people. And, you know, it's hard. You know, we could sit here and say, you know, get out of bed and move, but, you know, it takes steps, you know. But I think the bottom line is making, you know, a little goal for the day, whether it can be so small, you know, it's hard for people, especially now, you know, with mental health and anxiety and depression. So these things are, it's not that easy to kind of, you know, go about your day with certain things. But I think it's important to talk to someone, to really seek help, to recognize that most people are going through it in different ways. And it's just it's the open dialogue, Otto, you know, you said it perfectly, is something that can be really taken with people in all different life situations.
Right. Actually, I was talking to the supervisor yesterday. We had a nice conversation, but at the end result of it, it was the world has gotten so black and white. There's no compromise. There's no, you know, there's been Republicans in office. There's been Democrats in office, but I've never seen what I'm seeing today. And then it's just trickling down into the man on the street, the Joe Blow, whatever, you know, John Doe, not Joe Blow, John Doe, that everybody has to have an opinion. And it's my opinion or you can go to hell, that kind of concept. Yeah. And it's like, how stupid are we getting?
You know, it's interesting you bring that up. And believe it or not, I was laying in bed about two mornings ago. And I said to myself, just what you're talking about, this right and left jazz, you know, who's all the way over here, all the way there. People have they label it because of one thing. And I decided what I was going to do with my hodgepodge of my life is I have a list which you can't read, but it covers.
Oh, Otto has a list.
Well, I'm actually going to, and at the beginning it says, recap my views, tired of people being tagged right or left. And I'm saying, what am I? All right. At the end of this whole thing, am I a Republican or am I a Democrat or whatever? And the questions all revolve around abortion, political platforms, religion, race, law and order, protests, immigration, welfare, economy, antitrust, education, mental health, court system. What do I believe with all of these things? And do I believe all of these things are with one party platform? No. In my opinion, all right? So therefore, what am I when it's all over? Mm-hmm. And I'm tired of people saying, oh, you're all the way over there, you know? Why is that? Because I think immigration, we ought to be a little lenient with people sometimes, all right? Family situation. So that tags you right away. That eliminates all 98% of the other things. And that stuff starts to get at me. So I'm saying to myself, I'm going to analyze myself and find out what I really
I love it. I yeah. like that little brain.
And I'm actually going to do this. I'm going to actually, in this hodge I have for my family, yeah. I'm actually going through this with the intent of, well, what am I when it's all over? You know, I believe I'm in the middle.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, and I think, John, you pointed it out once, too. You said, or Dan pointed it out. 80% of the people are in the middle.
Yep.
You know, and most of the compromising views, one way or the other.
Right, right. It was Ann. Dan is much smarter than I am. That was Dan. That was Dan. Okay, Dan, I got your plug in there. We're going to be taking a break now. You listen to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.